A coalition representing 25 different groups in Indiana is speaking out against a congressional tax plan that could be approved this week. The Indiana Coalition for Human Services says the plan being considered by the U.S. Senate would likely force deep cuts in programs that expand economic opportunity and provide no benefit to most low-income Hoosiers. Andrew Bradley with the Indiana Institute for Working Families says it's being sold as tax relief for Indiana's middle class and working families, but it will actually result in an increase for a majority of Hoosiers while giving breaks to out-of-state millionaires, corporations, and foreign investors.
The wealthiest 1% in Indiana get about $5,000 in cuts, while the bottom 60% see somewhere around $140 tax hike. And part of that calculation is that this plan would take away health coverage from nearly a quarter million Hoosiers.
Bradley says the combined tax and budget plan has some immediate relief, but long term it'll be really devastating to Hoosiers. He says Medicaid would be chopped nearly in half by 47%. Job training programs would be reduced by a third. 80,000 fewer children would receive child care assistance. And there would be a $140 billion cut to SNAP by 2027. Senate Republicans have added a provision that would take health coverage from 13 million people, including 245,000 Hoosiers, to pay for permanent corporate tax cuts. Bradley says the economic recovery in Indiana has been very uneven, and lawmakers should be held accountable, and Hoosiers should tell them not to approve a tax plan that would hurt working families.
By voting for this plan, Indiana senators would be voting to give $16.6 million to other millionaires and corporations and wealthy foreign investors.
The Trump and congressional budget plans would cut Pell Grants and student loans and would deny the child tax credit to 1 million children in immigrant families. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.